Parsh Vayichiyu Boisai, we have the famous story, the union of the Brochis, Yosef hears that his father, Yosef hears that his father wants to give the brachis. His father's getting older, and it's time to mevorech. As Yosef realized that he wants to gechap brachis for his children, so he brings them for a bracha. But yeah, Yosef, I love, he brings them. His eyes are very weak. He expresses tremendous satisfaction and greatness that he's able to see even his children. So after hugging them, Yosef takes them out. Yosef now aligns them in a way that they're able to recover the bracha from their grandfather. Vayikach Yosef, Pergamon Ches, Pasuk Yigimel, Vayikach Yosef, Shneem, as Ephraim, Biyamino, Mismoil Yisrael. He takes Ephraim with his right hand to the left of Yisrael, of Yaakov Avinu, Vesmenash, Bismoil, Biyamin Yisrael, Vayage Sheilov. He brings his children for maybe the last time to Bekabu the Bracha. Vayishlach Yisrael, Yamino, Vayoshes, Al Rosh Ephraim, Vahu Hatzoir. We know the famous picture in the coloring books. Yaakov Avinu switches his hands from one, the right hand, he crosses over to the left side to put on the head from Ephraim. The left hand, he crosses over the right side to put on the head of Menashe. Ki Menashe Bechor, Menashe was the Bechor. And he understood, as the Rashbam says, that he brought him there for that tachlis. So yeah, he gives a bracha. Yosef gives a, Yaakov gives a bracha to them. Vayah Yosef. Yosef sees ki Yoshis Aviv Yad Yemin Al Rosh Ephraim Vayera Ve'Eino. He gets very, very upset. He gets scared. What's going on over here? Vayismach Yad Over the Hosra Asomay Al Rosh Ephraim. He starts to lift his father's hand of Rosh Ephraim and Rosh Menashe to put his right hand on the head of Menashe. Vayoyim Yosef al Avi v'loichein Avi ki zeh ha-bechor simimincha Rosha. Yosef says, Tata, you're making a mistake. Ki zeh ha-bechor. What are you doing? Tata, the Bechor is Menashe. Why are you putting your right hand on a fire? Vayimoyin Avi vayoyim yodati v'ni yodati. His father says, don't worry. You think the older generation, we know a little bit better. The younger generation, we think we know better. You know, we're more advanced, technology. Yaakov says, don't worry, Yosef. Yadati, I know. Gabu yeliyam, gabu yigdol. Ulam ochiv hakota yigdol mimenu v'zer yem lo agoy. So he gives him the bracha, the choyev, or so he simcha lakim ki Ephraim v'chem Menashen, or Yosef is Ephraim v'chem Menashen, not only in the Etzim Zach, but he also puts him ahead in the Etzim bracha, the Maisa bracha. So the Shaila, the Pasha, the Shaila is what's going on over here. Obviously Yosef, we understand, Pasha, Menashe was the Bechor, Menashe was a big tzaddik. Ephraim was the youngster, Tohu Atoyim. But this little perplexing, Yaakov's answer, to Yosef, Yadati bin Yadati, I know what I'm doing. I know he's the Bechor, Yadati. Gam hu yela'om, gam hu yigdo. The choir that we're coming for a bracha, Menashe and Ephraim. Right? Gam hu yela'om, gam hu yigdo. Don't worry, he says. He's going to be la'om, hu yigdal. Gam ochev akot and yigdal mimeno. So the choir of the pashtus for Boisau is that Ephraim and Menashe are coming to him, and who's the Bechor? Menashe got the brothers. So Yaakov Avinu says, no, don't worry, he's going to go, he's going to be great, and he's also going to be great. So Rashi says, Pshat, Sha'osim Gidon, what's Pshat, Gamhu Yel, Omiyu Gamhu Yigdol? Sha'osim Gidon, let's say, Vimeno, Sha'kosh Bochum, Sa'nais al Yodon. Gidon is going to come from him. That his nais is going to come through his hand, go in hand. Ulam ochav akot yigdal mimenu she'osid Yoshua lotzis mimenu she'yanchas oros v'imlam hitoyu l'Yisrael. However, from Ephraim's going to come a Yoshua she'yanchas oros v'imlam hitoyu l'Yisrael. V'zaru yemol ha'agoyim. He also calls malvitzeishes shomoy v'shmoy she'yamoyt. Chama v'givoyin, he's the son's going to set. He's going to stand still for him and givoyin. So Mela, so you could say maybe he had a nes. He has a nes, but he has another mila besides the nes. He's going to be manchul toyer. But the mice said it's very strange. They're coming for a brach of Menashe Ephraim. Rashi starts talking about the enikvach. In a few generations from now, he's going to have an ur enikol like this, an ur enikol like this. I mean. Does he deserve the bracha? He does not deserve. What does it have to do with the great-great-grandchildren? In 10 generations from now, they're going to have the coming out from him is going to be Lamaista. Does he deserve? And Lamaista, the Pasuk itself, we have done to the Pasuk. Gam hu yelam, gam hu yigdol. Shtei tochen Pasuk that Mefurish in the Pasuk is telling in here is Lamaista. It's Mefur here, tremendous Yisoyed Rebosai. Yisoyed Golo Ad Ma'oid. And it answers many, many questions of Boisai. This is Yisoyed of Boisai. The Gemara is before the Gemara, we have another piece later on of Boisai. When Yaakov is giving out the brachas, Yaakov says to Shimon v'Levi Achim, Klei chomos v'chei roiseyem b'soydom al tavoy nafshi. Bikaholam al techak kvoidi, ki ba'apam hargwish v'tzonik ikrushor. So, Rashi, Bikaholam, kishiyakil koyach shumishifta shulevis kolayed al mush v'aroin al techak kvoidi. Meaning, don't misyach as my name, as the Pasuk says, koyach ben yitzah ben kos ben levi, we're going to go back to Yaakov. Dosh teit, bikahol besoydom al tovoy. Zimri, and they came on also with Moshe. They had the whole Shulchan Matar with Moshe. Ayiskosh Mish Nevesiri Ben Soli Nosi Beisol B'Shemoini. It doesn't say Ben Yaakov. What's this word that we shouldn't mention the name of Yaakov on them? Don't put my name there. I mean, at the end of the day, he's the grandfather, so we're not going to put the name. No one's going to know now. Just to figure it out, it's going to stop at Levi. Okay, now we go into 7th grade and we ask, who's the father of Levi? I know, Jacob. Give him a prize. So we're not going to, everybody knows that it's Yaakov. He died. He says, don't put my name on it. Why? Because the Choyer is not going to fasten my name on it. But everybody knows that Levi is the son of Yaakov. So we didn't take it back to the next generation. What's the word that he says, don't put my name on it? The Gemara appell the Gemara of Avodah Zorah. The Gemara of Avodah Zorah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So you test Slicha. The Gemara darshins the first pasuk in Tehillim. Ashrei ha'isha shaloi holach va'atzas v'shoyim v'derech ha'torim le'omod v'moishav leitzim le'yosha. So the Gemara. Soif Yud Ches Amud Aleph going through your test. Omer Rab Shmuel Ben Achmeni Rab Yerusim. Ashrei Hahisha Shaloi Holach Batzas Mishoim Ze Avram. This is Avram. He was the one who didn't go by Tzatz Rishoyim. Shaloyo Alach Ba'atzaz Anshi Dor HaFlog. He didn't go, he didn't, or HaFlog was already around for Avram. He didn't hang out with them. He went against them. That's Shaloyo Alach Ba'atzaz Rishoyim. Uvidech HaTorim Loi Omod. Shaloy Omod Ba'amid HaStoy. Shechatoyim Lashem Ma'oid. He wasn't Omod, but Stoyim. Anshi Stoyim Loim Chatoyim Lashem Ma'oid. Uvimoyishav Leitzim Lo Yoshav. So the Gemara, but Moishev Ansi Plishtim. He didn't sit with the Plishtim. He didn't want to dwell with the Plishtim because they were called Moishev Leitzim. How do we know they're Leitzim? So the Gemara, Shenemar, Vayehi Ketoiv Libom, Vayomu Koral the Shimshon, Vayishak Lonu. It was that day when Shimshon was around, the Plishtim said, let's call Shimshon, Samson, you know. Let's call him in. We're going to have a good time with him. We're going to play around with him. We're going to have a joke around with him. They brought him in. And the whole story, he pushed down the pillars and they fell down. Anyway, L'chor Adimor is a plea at Tzumah. How do we know Avram didn't sit with the Leitzim? Zok the Gemara, Mefurish HaChazar. How do you know the Plishtim are Leitzim? Gemara brings a riot from Shimshin. It's 20 days later. What does it do with the Plishtim in the time of Avram? I see you know where I'm headed, but it's unbelievable the vort over here, boys. We have to learn together Ruach Chaim in Ovus Perikhei Ovus. Meridika Ruach Chaim from Ruach Chaim Velozhin Ovus Perikhei. Rav Chaim Velozhin has a tremendous diet. The diet teaches us one of the greatest things, how Torah, every single word of Torah, is so meduyik ad asoif. The Mishnah Perikhei, Mishnah base is like this. Asara doirois. May Avram, may Noach be at Avram. There's 10 generations from Noach to Avram. That's Mishnah Hey, Perakei Mishnah Beis. Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Asura Nisyoinois, Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. For Omar Bekul, Odira Kamachi Boshro. Frek Reb Chaim Veloshu. Kan Omar Avraham Avinu. We would have just learned it up. Take it easy, you know, pass the tea. What's also, there's another word, Avinu, here. Oy davinu chay. What do you say? The nafkemina here to davinu. Is it not? No. El omi noach ben Avram. Lo mafi. Yitzav is there. Chaim Lashon a shtickle teira. That's kedai for you. Whoever came tonight kedai to get to hear the words of Chaim Lashon. Yitzav is there. Pi mashakosuf. Mishalech betumoy tzadik. Ashrei bona vachirov. The tzadik who goes betumoy. Ashrei bona vach. Ki kama midos. Sha'atzadik torach v'yoga lahasigom. Anything that the tzadik worked very hard to be masig, lebon of achrav hemeketeva mutpo. To the children afterwards, their second nature, they become mamish like the nature of the child. Uvikzas yigia yagia alazeh. With a little bit yigia, they'll get to it. K'moshinir b'chush says of Chaim Veloshin. I'm just ad-libbing Liz of Chaim Veloshin. You see this guy, he grew up in Austin, Texas. He knows he's Jewish because he remembers his grandmother lit candles. He's 26 years old. He's starting University of Texas. He wakes up one day, I want to go to Israel. I like Israel. Big deal, he wants to go to Israel. Everybody's coming to Israel. You go on the planes full of Yidden coming to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Where does that come from? This tremendous love to come to Eretz Yisrael. He barely knows about his yad, he wants to come to Eretz Yisrael. Yidin, b'moisin nefesh, and the doyris, also to come to Eretz Yisrael in the most extreme circumstances. So, to Zokter Chaim Veloshin, Moisin, Zokter Chaim Veloshin, Moshinir Bechush, Rami Amarat Me'arudim, he says they want to come to Eretz Yisrael. It comes from the Nisoyan of Leich Lecha. And he says, we find Yidin, that are ready to give up their lives. Al Kiddush Hashem. They want to give up their lives. Al Kiddush Hashem. Where does it come from? The guys in the Holocaust, they said they barely were Jewish also. They ran out and told the Nazis, we're also Jewish. They ran, they were who knows what dragons. They went Al Kiddush Hashem into the gas chambers, Rabbi Yisai. Where does that come from? Moisa Al Kiddush Hashem. V'umutpo bono mi Avram Avinu. Shemosa Nashul or Kazdam al Munosa. The fact that we have this Indian by Klai Yisrael, Rebbe says, ah, komad over the Kodesh Batav, Gamzu Batayve, even made it to the music list. Gamzu Batayve, whatever how they say it. Gamzu Batayve, everybody says Gamzu Batayve, where does that come from? That's the Sprach of Yid. So there, from the, when the Kabbalah's komad over the Shrav, we saw in Harav, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, there was a Rav Baretz, he said, okay, no problem, he went down. Avraham Avinu, the Medayek, the Mishnah, the Medayek, the Mishnah, Avraham Avinu, because in these Testaments, the Ten Nisyonos, it wasn't only that he was misgaber to control himself and to be misgaber, the Ten Nisyonos, to become the great Avraham. It was also Avinu, his Matbiya and Klal Yisrael, the Doirei Doirois, the Yisoid of Oysa, of the Yisoid of all these Nishoinus, they became mamish the legacy of Klal Yisrael. They became mamish Soin Basel from Klal Yisrael, their legacy. He gave over. And Mela, everyone in Klal Yisrael has an Radinei DNA because Avram's being misguided in Nishoinus. Therefore, he's Avram Avinu, Klavid Es in Nishoinus. The Mela, Rabbi Yisai, Hein Letav, Hein Lemutav, Dos B'shan, the Gemara, and Avodah Zarah. How do we know the Plishtin? If we see in the generations Vaita by Shimshin that they were Taka Plishtin with Leitzanin, we can tie it back all the way of Ad and the Torah of Rome already. They had that Midah of Boisai. It was already a Midah that was shout to the Plishtin, and that's the words bringing Raya. We see by Shimshin because of Ada Midas that we find later on of Ada Ketava Mutba. For the parents, for the grandparents, from Dairi Dairis before and Rabbi Yisai. Well, that's the Pshad Rabbi Yisai, that Yaakov Avinu Davins, Besoidim Al Tavon Navshi, Bekaholom, is the Pshad Yaakov Avinu was saying that I'm not Shaykh. It's not the Pshad we don't know, but if the post is not being Miyachis to, the Pshad was Niskali here that the Midah, that these birds, Koyrach, Midah of Kina, and the Midas, we're not shy to Yaakov, even though. So what do you have to daven for? I want to say just a knage over here that it could be that the Yaakov was a little bit fooled because he created the kin of Shimon and Levi. Because Yaakov, the Gemara says that Milas that he gave Yosef, so he created the kin on Yosef, which brought them down. So that midah of kin which Shimon and Levi had, which came over that they were jealous of Yosef, and that midah of kin was aroused through Yaakov. But Yaakov said it's not his midah. He only aroused it, so I did a tefillah. It was this guy that attacked, it wasn't his midah. It wasn't Shah to Yaakov Avinu. That's what he was saying. Not just Stam, the Pazdam Yaakov, we can figure it out. By Pazdam Yaakov, it's this guy that attacked, it's not coming from him. It's just come from Yaakov Avinu. What does the Pshat, that Menashe and Ephraim deserves the bracha. Because come who Yigdal? I give the marshal. You have two plants, two saplings. You bring it to a guy who doesn't know anything about botany. He doesn't know anything about plant life. You bring him two saplings. You say, which one's going to grow taller? I don't know. That one looks nice. Fool, they're the same thing. What are you? I did the same thing. Yeah, well, it looks a little taller. You know, you can't see properly. Take it to a botanist who knows plants. He says, that's going to be a giant tree. This is going to be nice. But Yaakov was saying, yes, if you know, I know Yaakov. But I understand the Amkus over here. And therefore, Ephraim deserves the bracha. Because the fact that there's going to be a Malami Torah in Yisrael, and it's going to be a Malami Torah in Yisrael, is going to be Hanichal Sa'oretz. It's not just Stam. He's going to have a nice Einakol that's going to come out in 20 generations. It's Takahu Yigdol. It's the Mida from Ephraim that's going to bring it about. Menashe is Gevaldik, he's a minister, he's promoting Kiddush Hashem in the world by going out of Egypt and being a from Yid, which that's what we say in Aki Menashe ben Ephraim, that he was out, he went to Mitzrayim and he remained, even but Menashe, who was he? Menashe was out there as a minister. And Avada, through the fact of bringing Kiddush Hashem in the world, the Kiddush Hashem is going to happen. But Ephraim, Ephraim, going to bring a Yeshua. What's that? Listen to a shtickle player. This is the greatest shtick of this. Rashi and others. Shtick in Rashi. Rashi says, Moshe kibul Torah misinai Mosoro Yoshua. He gave it to Yoshua. I said, why was Yoshua the next one to be the one who got it? Zok Rashi. Shaloi Rotzel Moisra El Misha Yamemis Atzmai Minurur Ba'ole Achor V'Kon Hashem Toi V'Oyim V'Zeh Yoshua Ben El Yomush V'Toi Cha'oyo. Rashi says that the schus to be the Moisra Toira was the Yomush V'Toi Cha'oyo. That was the schus. Rashi says also that was the schus to be the Moisra Toira because he was the Lo Yomush V'Toi Cha'oyo. Rabbi Yisai is Meiridik. What was the goddess of Ephraim, Rabbi Yisai? So it's Rashi in Bashva Yechi. Ephraim's Mido, he was Nimso by Yaakov of being Mishamish, Yaakov Avinu. And Loimo Loimo Torah, it's a Yami Mishamish and Torah. He was Loimo Yomish Mitecha Oyel in the times already from then. He stayed by his Tata Yaakov and Mishamish and then in Torah. The Mida of Shimush, of Bikush, of being the one that's there all the time, Lo Yomish Mitecha Oil, the oil of Yankiv, produced this Mida of Yoshua, who Bisechoi, from him came Yoshua, was also Hanchil, as Israel, to be the Moshe Rabbeinu of the next generation, because with Lo Yomish he had the Mida that was implanted by the Zeder of Isaac. And it could be that's the Abkas of the Brochas, and Yaakov was already preceding this year with the Broch. But he was davening it, because according to the Chaim Voloshin, with a little Yigiyah, but Yaakov was davening. It wasn't Stam of Broch, we call him Shmi. At the Midas of Shmi V'Shem Avoisai, that was the Broch. I was giving it over to the Kindleach. Those Midas, I wanted to be Nimshach in the Kindleach. And that's why Ephraim in the same derech is going to be Ezer Hashem through that tefillah of being mavshed the avos of this midah, which is the midah of Yaakov Avinu be'emes lo yomish b'teich ha'oyel, which continued Ephraim, who was lo yomish b'teich ha'oyel shel Yashar of Yankiv, is going to produce Yeshua that's lo yomish b'teich ha'oyel and therefore manchil. So it's hu yigdah Yaakov Avinu yadati. I see the amkus of the sapling for the midah of Shimush. The meat of the Yomish Mitecha Oyel is going to, it's not Stam, it's going to happen, it's going to happen at Einikol. It's from this din of Rav Chaim Voloshin, Rabbi Yisai, that he, with a little Yigi, it's coming afterwards. Ephraim was the Ephraim Oviv, Shel Yoshua, who implanted into his DNA that koyach of the Yomish Mitecha Oyel. So, male, he deserves the bracha, but that zach that's coming out is not only him, it's not only Stam, a Zaydik, the Gazach. It's from the Etzem Brocha, it's from the Etzem Kinyan Hamida of the characteristic that Ephraim was coined for himself, and May was Manchel Avonov. The Rabbi said, this is a tremendous Yisoid, Rabbi said, the Shechayim Velosh, worth $1 million, the Meister answers all these kashas, the Palsha, but it's also for us, Rabbi said. I always say, sometimes a person, you know, he feels, okay, you know, I'll try to, you know, can I require a good midah and work on myself? But he has a meridic of vod, Rabbi Yisrael. The person has to understand that the more he's misnasin, the nisyonis, he's koin a midas toivas, he's koin a different zachin, he's koin a midah of asmoda, koin a midah of koyach, of yom mishpitach ha'oya, or koin a midah of simcha sachaim, he's koin a midah of chesed, he's koin a midah, whatever midah he's koin, he's koivish. It's not only a Kenyan Nafshi, Rabbi Yisai. It's a legacy. He's coined a legacy. So someone says, yeah, I should work on a Mida. Not work on a Mida, Rabbi Yisai. You don't understand, Rabbi Yisai. If a person does work on a Mida, he works stark on the Mida, service al Dover, Rabbi Yisai. It could come out in an unbelievable way. But if a person doesn't work on a Mida, Rabbi Yisai, he's not careful. I once saw, I think, from the Alta Mislabotka, I think it's the first shtickle in Rafuya on his letter to Rabban, he brings, I think, a story from the Alta Mikel, Alta Mislabotka, of they found that there was a certain Ganef in the town. So the Alta Mikel said, you know, you see the guy as a Ganef, didn't starve. His great grandpa was a Choshev Yid, but he stole Chedushi Torah. Gemela, servant of David, that led to, he had the meat of Geneva, he stole Chiddush Torah. So okay, no one knew, he had said Gishmak Shtiklach, and everybody thought he was a big Talmud Chacham, and so much of that was, it was gone with the Gishmak. What was Soif Rabbeisai? The media came out stark, the DNA. His grandson was in the state penitentiary. Big picture, behind the bars. The media was never taken care of. He walked around, nice long bald and everything, but was never taken care of. As Gvenaganov of Chiddush Torah is told, that was it. But the Einikol Rabbeisai, a person wants to work the meat of Erlich Kai Rabbeisai. It's the kinder Rabbeisai. For sides we're seeing, this is the biggest story. You only hear the books talk about role models. That's the way to do chinuch today. If that is true, but here's another whole. You have to be the role model. The role model also passed over. But here in Rabbeisai, if a person is kind of, obviously it has to be before he has it. You guys are young still, before the kids. Rabbeisai, the DNA just like gives out. Oh. What a nice baby! Oh, he has green eyes. Who did he take after? Oh! Zaydi Chaim! The great grandpappy! He had green eyes as a family. See, a guy 2 weeks, I walk into the what's it called? The baby, into the hospital, you see the baby with two, dark haired parents. Blonde kid, the kid is blonde like anything. What in the world? Where is this kid from? They gave him the wrong baby. Check the hand thing. Who is it? Oh, Bernstein. Sorry, made a mistake. Move him over. This is a story. I know a lot later. My mother, when she was in the hospital way back in the day. So one of my brothers, so she came into the hospital and after the birth. They gave her a baby. They gave her a black baby. So my mother said, "This is not mine. Sorry, I made a terrible mistake." My sister, the roommate in the room was a black woman. So then they brought him. I think it was my younger brother. My brother brought him. He said, "Oh, this little, we'll take this one." Yeah. But they afterwards, Baruch Hashem, they said, "They brought a black baby." My mother said, "What?" Like she didn't know what's going on. So you see, what's going on over here, a true story. What's going on here? How could this kid have blonde hair? Oh, yeah, on my grandmother's side, there's a thing. Everybody said. So just so we know, everybody's in the goofiness, it's given over. All of a sudden, a guy, he has triplets. Where's it come from? Oh, great-grandpa Alex and grandma Sandy, they were triplet, they were twins. Ah, now we figured it out. Where are twins coming from? What's going on over here? Where's it coming? Oh, we figured it out. Because in the DNA, right, it's built in, everybody said. So too is the spiritual DNA, something from Chayav Elohim. And a person's coin is something, everybody said. It's unbelievable. Your person, I'm not going to work on cars. I'll push it off. I have years. Yeah, but the kids are out already, but the DNA is over. The guy works on it, and years before the Rabbeisai, so it has an unbelievable hashpah on the Rabbeisai. Who yigdol? He worked on himself. Ephraim was calling the midah, the servant Shaldova, Yotzav Mirna Yoshua, Shemirna Mancha Sa'oraz Rabbeisai, Shemir Zeichon Rabbeisai, to understand this Yisoid, to work on ourselves, to be coined a legacy for Doirois, to give over to our children, not only in the role model way, but in the DNA. It's a teva mutba, it's a second nature. Miati gira by self tefila that should be coined, deserve to be a legacy for us, for the Doris, for the Rebbeinu Shloim, she shall nachas from us, and for all Klal Yisrael. Amen.